to Season 2 of TWIP for Episode 13. I'm Dr. Science.
And I am Woodsman's Briar.
And I'm Renholder.
And thank you to Woodsman's Briar for joining us today. He literally showed up just in the nick of time. We were about to be like, oh, well, I guess no guests today. And then he was like, hey, guys. So, literally perfect timing.
Quite spectacular.
Yeah. Well,
I'm here again, so.
Yeah, see, if you really want to be like a TWIP host, you just gotta be around at just the right time.
Yeah.
Now, I wanna mention something that I just thought of that was really funny. So we keep getting this Confederate, or not necessarily Confederate, but like some kind of Civil War post,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a bunch of dudes smoking a pipe and there's a dog and they're in all kinds of positions.
Yeah.
And I always thought the picture was cool, so you know, whatever, it keeps making its rounds. And then someone mentioned that one of the dudes looks like Woodsman's Briar because of the beard. And I gotta say, he's spot on with that.
That's hilarious.
This is the Union Soldiers, I guess?
Yeah.
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 It's on, like, the second page right now, I believe.
Well, that's just really funny, because, yeah, Lieutenant Custer and Union troops. Everyone down here is like, oh, you're the Union boy with the beard, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Samantha. I just posted a Pearson ebony pipe that looks beautiful. We were talking about it before. We were talking about ebony finishes before we started, so that's not completely off topic. I didn't know it would beat the.
That is nice. Oh, I like the set. Yeah, it's the day and night one or whatever.
Ebony and ivory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it actually ivory though?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's meerschaum.
Okay.
That would make
more like, sense. Unless they have some awesome like old stock ivory hanging around.
Can you make a pipe out of ivory? I feel like that's somehow illegal.
Well, it's illegal to harvest ivory now, but I think you can still sell it if you've already had the material.
Have it.
But I don't know. I mean, I just know you can't take it now.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, and if it was made from ivory, like, you know, that was stored, I would imagine that pipe would be several thousand dollars. Usually.
Probably.
And would probably not be mass-produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. If you have an ivory pipe, post it so that we can all gawk over how amazing that is.
Yeah, and hopefully the elephant died a natural death or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be like, hey, guys, look, I killed an elephant for a pipe.
Yeah, don't do that.
We'd in trouble.
It'd make me very sad because, yeah.
It would make me sad, too.
Get Reddit in trouble.
Yeah.
So we're on the topic of weird pipes. We didn't really introduce this topic, but you know we're talking about weird pipes, and some of the weirder pipes. The one that I saw today was a corncob warden, but it's not your usual corncob warden. It's got a bamboo like extended shank. What do you guys think of that?
That's the weirdest thing for me. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like
it's like a high-end bamboo thing stuck onto corn.
Yeah, and the curving up. I'm gonna focus on this. The fact that it curves upwards is the weirdest thing to me. But you know.
But I'm strangely drawn to it.
I mean, like the bamboo shank extension things. That's on a lot of the very fancy, like small-time carver pipes. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But a bamboo shank extension on a corn cob turning it into a church warden is just kind of confusing.
Okay, also, look at the bowl of this thing. So, it looks like it's a, like, rusticated corn cob. Like, it looks like you took the rustication tool to it.
Yeah, probably.
It does.
Which is normally they put some kind of, like, stucco or some shit on it to smooth it out.
I think that's on the bottom, too. What?
Got a plug on it too on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about.
I hate this.
You know, I typically hate corn cobs, but you know that's one of the coolest corn cobs I've ever seen.
I actually really like the rusticated corn cob thing here because it does look really cool because the color that you get. I think they like it looks like they almost charred it too to like harden or something. That actually looks really cool. I don't know who made this though because it definitely took some imagination.
Yeah.
He linked it.
Just a regular corn cob with the bamboo thing on it. I think I'd go for it. Why not?
Yeah. Well, they're $60 enough.
Wow.
So the name is like McLaw Pipes, I guess.
I've never heard of that.
M K E L A W Pipes.
Hmm. They've got a couple of the band. I'm just like peering through. There's a couple of bamboo extension cops.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. I don't know.
Well, you see new shit all the time.
I couldn't pay that much for a corn cob just because A, I hate them, but B, they like burn out. So, I think that's some money to plop down for a temporary pipe.
I would drop some money down on like a forever stem, but.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The stem can carry over when the cob dies.
Like, if they could make this so that you could take, like, the bamboo shank off and put it on another one, I'd be all for it.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Until then, no.
I'm just so blunt with my hatred for cob. I'm like, this is, no. But I actually do like the rustication on that, which is odd, because I'm not normally a fan of rustication either, so it's like, two negatives make a positive, I guess.
There you go.
Like math.
And speaking of rustication, I actually just got a calabash, my first calabash pipe, from, I can't pronounce his name, let me read it. So it's got a ceramic bowl instead of meerschaum. And, yeah, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it smokes really well. I'm not sure how a meerschaum cord smokes, but this... I mean, it's a completely different experience from, like, anything I've ever smoked before. The bowl is, like, really wide and fairly shallow, and so it's, like, perfect for smoking English blends. I smoked a Virginia, and the flavors are, like, brighter, but it's, like, a little bit too much, like, nose aroma, I guess, however you say that. But what's weird about this is that they have a rustication on the calabash.
That gourd part?
Yeah, on the gourd part, it's rusticated.
What, like, on the top or everywhere?
On the gourd, like, just about all of the gourd, like, 80% of it.
That's bizarre.
Was this the one that was posted to IRC the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one, personally.
Yeah, I like it, too.
Yeah, that's right. You came into Skipping Pipe for a little bit.
I've
rusticated
calabash before.
Yeah, it's different. It's the guy who sent it to me is Uber Huberman. Uber Huberman. Yes, thank you. It's an excellent pipe. I've smoked it twice since I got it. I actually haven't smoked in like the past like week or two, and so the calabash was the perfect reason to smoke again.
Was that part of a trade?
No, it's actually through Pipe Tobacco Market, the new sub.
Oh.
I posted that I wanted a freeboard calabash, and he messaged me, and you know we set up a deal. So.
Nice.
Yeah, he also sent like a very nice stand with it, so he hooked me up nice.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm glad that's taken off. I was looking at it the other day. There's still there's some good posts in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I mean, I think a lot of people have wanted it for a while, so.
Yeah. Also, I did like that we kind of can consolidate, like, I think someone posted the, like, pipes and cigar sale up there, so, like, it doesn't show up on the front page.
Yeah.
Get that email anyway.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep up to date with some of the more relevant pipes and cigars, since they send out their message thing every week, and a lot of times it doesn't have, like, anything really good, but sometimes you'll get kind of cool stuff.
Well, like the one that they sent out yesterday or the day before about the bulk of Dunhills.
Yeah,
that was
cool. Yeah, I like it when like good makers like Sam Gawith and Dunhill sell bulk, because it's just I really appreciate that they do that, because they could easily not and just keep selling like expensive tens, but the fact that they do is just really like a good show of faith, I think.
Yeah. Well, then like I look at how much a tin of Dunhill stuff costs here locally, and it's just like if I don't order it off of the internet, it's a ripoff.
Oh yeah.
If I get to buy bulk and have the money for it, it's awesome.
You know, what was it Eddie that was saying that in his town, like, a 10 of NICAP was, like, $30 or something?
Someone was saying that on the Skype and Pipe the other night, too.
I mean, that's
utterly
ridiculous.
That's what it used to be here, but, I mean, they're down to, like, $13, $14, $15 now for a tin of tobacco.
I mean, that's about right for Dunhills are a little pricey for some reason.
Yeah.
Because it's Dunhill, actually. I know what the reason is. That's not actually a mystery. But
like, Sam Gallup's 1792 is like $28. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Jesus.
I'm like, do you guys even know? They're like, eh, it looked good. We bought it. I'm like, ah, okay. Their wow. cigars are awesome priced, but these are horrible.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah. In my state, Florida, we have 85% tax on pipe tobacco.
Wow.
So if you're selling at retail, it's whatever. Like, say it's, you know, $10 normally, you have to retail it for $18.50.
Wow.
Yeah. But the funny part is that we have, like, no tax on cigars.
At all?
I wonder why, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that... Yeah. Hmm. I'll figure that one out.
Yeah. To mull that one over. But,
do you know Peterson sells cigars?
Huh?
Do you know that Peterson sells cigars? Like, I knew Savinelli made cigars.
I have no idea that Peterson made cigars.
Yeah, I just found that out the other day. I'm kind of curious. But that's off topic, but... What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, congrats to... I forgot we didn't do announcements because there really aren't any because I don't know what's going on. Because I was joking that I didn't know, like, 90% of the people on the front page, but, you know, that's how it goes. Yeah, Turner J5 finally took the Golden Pipe after being nominated and on the ballot for every single election ever that we've had. Finally.
Congrats.
Yeah, we were all happy about that on Skype and Pipe the other night.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and get him onto the podcast this upcoming week.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yep. This week.
That'll be cool.
Which, thank you guys for listening. I think we're already like half our bandwidth that we've expanded, which is ridiculous, but the newest episode that's like now 2 weeks old as of this posting has had like 500 views, which is amazing. Yay. Back to weird pipes. Like, I don't want to, like, trash this dude's pipe, because, you know, again, I think into each of their own, as long as you like your pipe and it makes you happy, that's great. So, should we talk about this or no?
Which one?
The Dracula.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So, what started me on this is someone posted that they bought a Peterson Dracula pipe. So, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's, like, a matte black finish, and, and it has a mouthpiece that's, I guess it's probably acrylic.
Probably.
Yeah, it's acrylic, and it's got a silver band.
Yeah, which, the band's nice. And it's got, like, it's a mostly red thing with, like, black lines running throughout it. So it's kind of supposed to give you, like, I guess, a blood veiny feel.
Yeah.
And you guys know me, well, except for you new people. But most of you guys know me. I'm a huge Peterson fan. But even, I remember when I first saw that pipe, I was like, who... Why? Like, why was this made? But, you know, it's an odd pipe, but, I mean, people like it, and I like weird pipes sometimes, and so that's cool, but that's what started us talking on weird pipes, because it just seems such, that specifically is just such an odd thing.
I kind of feel like they could have, like, carried over that Dracula kind of feel better. Like, the way it's made, like, with the matte black and, like, you know, everything. I mean, that doesn't really say, like, Dracula. It kind of says, like, hokey Halloween pipe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That I might spend, like, $35 on.
Which, yeah, the other problem with, like, is it's so freaking expensive. Like, my last expensive Peterson was a St. Patrick's Day Peterson, which is, like, an iconic thing that they do. And this costs, like, $20 or $30 more.
Wow.
Which is, I don't know why. Like... But
hey, but to each their own.
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy it, that's what pipe smoking is about, is finding something that you enjoy. And if you think it's pretty, that's great.
Well, like the Nording Signature fan that I have, you could say the same thing. I get crap for it sometimes. They're like, that's weird because it's unfinished and he's got a signature on it and it's shaped weird. Why would you like that?
Yeah.
Like different pipes for different people.
Yep. Yeah, the Nordings are the same thing. You know, it gets a lot of... You know, love and hate.
What's the weirdest pipe you guys have ever seen? It's probably something on Etsy. 90% chance.
Excluding Etsy, I have no idea.
Excluding, like, the guy who makes stuff with, like, the logs in the back of his house on Etsy.
I guess for me, the weirdest and coolest, I guess, I mean, it's just, like, the concept of it was really cool. Is, like, a guy who makes pipes where he maintains, like, the outside, like, someone posted, like, a similar maker, but it wasn't the same. But, you know, so the pipes come from, like a roundish tumor-like thing, growth. And so he makes the pipe, and, the outside of it, he leaves, like, the plateau and kind of, like, a veiny, kind of, like, weird spider-like leg thing in which it, like, wraps all the way around. And then he makes, like, this beautiful pipe, like, within it, like, inside of it. And it's just I don't know, I'm going to try and find a picture, but it's so weird and cool.
Before, like, as you're describing it, it's starting to click with me. I think, okay, I have two. Number one, some guy posted on Reddit. He found them on eBay. And it was, like, when I was first starting on this subreddit, I don't know if you guys remember this. But it was, like, a walrus. Like, it was a
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That had, like, real ebony tusks for the walrus. And I was like, and he thought they were really cool, and they weren't really cool, but I was just like, who the heck, like,
where did
that come from? It was just so offbeat.
Yeah. The weirdest one I've ever seen, there was a guy at the local B&M the other day that had a deer antler pipe.
Like, it was made out, like, carved out of a deer antler?
Yeah, like literally it was a deer antler that it was a fairly substantial antler, Well, actually, it wouldn't have been a deer antler. It would have been, it was palmated like a moose antler. So, like, you know how on moose, they have that part of the antler where it's very kind of flat and broad?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So that's called palmation or a palmated antler. Bring in my ag studies in here a little bit. So it was like that, and he had the bowl drilled in there. Honestly, it looked like a weed pipe. It was weird. But I was talking to him, he's like, yeah, there's a plastic tube that runs down through for the airway. And he goes, you put pipe tobacco in it, and then, you know, he's got this weird, like, bit on the end of it, like some plastic crap that he attached to it. I was kind of like, huh, that's interesting.
That's weird. How's the smoke, did he say?
He seemed to like it, so I've seen him there before. I've just never talked to him before.
Huh.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's Texas, so.
I actually would like to change my answer to, like, half of the pipes made by, hold on, I forgot to say, it's, like, I can't speak French, so, it's, like, Butschokwin, the French people. They make pipes where they just, like, paint stuff everywhere. Example.
Alrighty.
They did also make one that had, like, stars and stripes, it was, like, Super America. I don't know how those sell.
Wait, so a French guy did a Super America?
You know, it's Butschokwin. They're kind of a private pipe company, and they make some really cool stuff. They make really good mini church wardens.
Yeah.
I actually think that was I'm convinced that was the pipe featured in the second Sherlock Holmes movie. It was a Butschokwin pipe. I can't say the name because it's French, and I can't pronounce French words.
Yeah.
My girlfriend taught me how, and I was like, that sounds funny. It's like Butschokwin, and then you just kind of, like, stop.
Sounds Asian more than French, honestly.
They're actually the only French pipe maker that I'm aware of, I believe.
Huh.
But yeah, they make some really weird stuff. Like they're also the ones that have the tie dye pipe. If you've seen that on Reddit at some point, like where it's just like these like trippy 60 tie dye patterns on it. They make those as well.
Great.
Which is weird because they make some really nice pipes. Like it's just like two extremes. I don't know what's going on there, but.
That's unique.
French people, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's, like, two carvers, and one is, like, super serious, and one's just, like, on acid all the time. It's like, hey, man, I'm going to make a piece of art. It's like, yeah, you do that. And then the other guy goes and makes, like, the American flag.
Well, our pipes tobacco just pissed off the entire country of France now.
No, we're just talking about the two carvers.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's a Jekyll Hyde carver. Like, you know, when he's not dropping acid, he's completely. Sorry about that, guys.
Cricket? What is that?
That's my phone.
Oh. I thought those were those crickets from a couple episodes past.
Oh, crap.
The ghost of crickets past.
Yeah. I've never been a huge fan of the French, so that will actually piss off.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. France is nice. They helped us win a war. Sort of.
So we protected their butt? What?
So we're just going to get people throwing, like, baguettes and shit at us, aren't we?
We're going to be barred from ever entering the country.
You know what?
Give us our statue back.
I don't think I have the authority to, because, like, guys, on behalf of our pie tobacco, we have to get the statue back. Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, that would work, actually.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can transport that thing at this point in time. Like it would just fall apart.
Yeah. Or unless it's like that scene from Ghostbusters where the thing just starts moving. That was Ghostbusters, right? Yeah, it was Ghostbusters.
That was Ghostbusters 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go into why that.
Yeah.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, I've seen Ghostbusters 2. Don't really worry about it.
I didn't even know there was a second, to be honest.
Yeah, oh. I'm sorry I ruined that bubble for you.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
Now, the second one is just, it was a money grab.
It's so, like the Matrix movies. There's only one.
Yeah. But it was really funny, too, because they were going to make, like, a Ghostbusters 3, 4, and 5. I was like, what?
You know.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend
the first one I could tolerate, but nah. Eh.
Oh, boy. Okay, so we got off topic a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to be like pretentious Pipes Magazine's dude, where he just plays a Britney Spears song or whatever it is he's doing.
Great.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys, for arguing about Pipes Magazine, by the way. I mean, he's kind of being a little annoying about it, but...
Yeah, we got no problem with other podcasts coming in. Like when I first commented, it was like, you know, there's no competition. There's plenty of room for both of us, you know? It's not like if there's one, there's, you know, no other.
And we're not...
But, like, the fact that he's denying our existence is
I didn't mind that he actually did it. Like, I think that's great. And the fact that he just kind of, like, brushed us off, I was just like, screw... Okay, you can... You... Screw you. That made me angry. But...
Well, I mean, come on. We're on Reddit. We're not serious.
Yeah, this isn't 4chan.
Yeah, that's why the President of the United States is in AMA. But, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, the Pipes Magazine was like, well, we only follow Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. And I was like, you rather follow Pinterest instead of almost 5,000 members on Reddit.
As a person with testicles, he has no business on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Pinterest is for planning your wedding, finding recipes, and looking at dresses.
To be fair, part of my wedding involves recipes for tobacco blends. And dresses for
stuff. You know, if tobacco blend recipes start popping up on Pinterest, I'll go to Pinterest. By the way, that synopsis was one of my female friends described it to me. She's like, "Yep, that's all it's for."
Apparently, now we've pissed off the entire female population.
Yeah.
Just the Pinterest followers.
Which, I mean. I feel like Cashmere Knitter is not a huge Pinterest addict, and I feel like she's okay with us insulting it.
Yeah, and Rusty DJ, she's cool. She's been all bit down without Pinterest.
Yeah. So, what were we going to talk about next?
I don't remember.
All kinds of topics.
We're still on the weird pipes thing. This is sort of an extension. Someone asked about metal bald pipes, and I'm trying to find a picture of these things, because I've seen the ones with, like, the metal stem and then, like, the wood bowl, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch posted in our pipe tobacco market.
Yeah.
I'm plugging that like I'm making money off of it.
So, the secret is the mod to actually get, like, a cut of all transactions. So,
So he's selling... He is Corvexelisto, I don't know, whatever. He's selling Kirsten pipes at $25 a pop. But, and according to him, he describes it a little bit. Like, Falcon is another big maker, but...
Hmm. Yeah. And they always have this, like, weird thing. These don't have it, but I've seen the ones where they're, like, the very thin metal stem, and there's, like, notches in it, as if you can somehow adjust the length or something. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Like the thing that goes actually like between the bowl and the mouth bit?
Yeah. Like I've seen it made of metal and it has like weird notches in it. I'm trying to find a picture.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. I don't think they're actually adjustable though.
I don't know, yeah. They seem to have here's a picture from Reddit.
From my understanding, I think they're like a filter or something, but I could be completely wrong. That
looks like decoration in this picture, now that I look at it a little bit more closely. But have any of you guys ever smoked one? Because see, what was interesting to me is when I saw someone asking about metal pipes, the first response was, they're for pot. And I'm pretty sure that's just not true.
Well, the all metal pipes are.
Yeah, I mean.
But like, that isn't.
That's all, and it's the same thing about all glass, but like what he's asking about is not, I mean, there are legitimate metal tobacco pipes. I've just never used one, and I don't know anything about them. But
I don't really know why you'd use one, but okay.
Yeah, that was going to be my next discussion question, is what is the advantage of the metal pipe? Because it seems to me that it only would be a disadvantage.
Okay, so I guess we kind of have to specify if we're talking like all metal pipes or just like the metal shank.
Wooden or meerschaum bowl with a metal shank.
Okay. A lot of people like them because you can get different bowl shapes that will attach to the end of it. So for those that are part of the camp that believe that different shaped bowls work better with different types of tobacco,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel that way. Other than that, I have no idea.
Is it kind of cool that it's customizable like that?
Yeah, probably. And I think like that, that Kirsten one or whatever the heck it's called, I think the entire thing disassembles. So for people that are highly concerned about disassembling their entire pipe and cleaning the hell out of it, I guess it's good.
Oh, so it's perfect for Dr. Science.
I mean, I could see taking it camping. I mean, it's a little more... I mean, a corn cob works, too.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
It just seems like that might be a little more durable.
I would be afraid to burn myself. Like,
speaking of pipes to go camping with... Sorry, this is way off topic, but I smoke my calabash right now. And I looked in the mirror earlier while I was smoking it, and I just felt like I needed to be on, like, a big-game African safari hunt. Like, I felt like I needed to be smoking this pipe with, like, an elephant gun shooting down, like, endangered, nearly extinct species.
Yeah.
That's pretty hilarious, actually.
Were you a Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Bullet.
And then, you know, cut off, like, a chunk of ivory, make a new calabash bowl, and,
you know. Elephant with your bare hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't do that, by the way. I'm pretty sure that's highly frowned upon.
It's actually illegal.
Killing elephants or making bowls out of
you? Elephants with your bare hands.
Uh-huh. I guess that's frowned upon.
Killing elephants in the first place, but especially taking their tusks.
You know, torturing them to death. Probably,
yeah. Yeah. Just don't do it, because they're bigger than you.
Yeah. No, I didn't think about it being durable. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm still so afraid of burning myself, though, because, like, the hot part is metal. Like,
yeah, but looking at that picture that you sent with that, like, centerpiece deal,
mm-hmm.
I bet you that's the actual airway. Well, I mean, it would have to be because there's that huge metal cutout. But
right.
I wonder how much it actually, like, uses the surrounding metal kind of like a radiator fin would, or if it actually stays pretty cool.
I'd imagine that it stays cooler than we suspect.
Yeah. I mean, and the other thing you have to think about, if you do have a bunch of air around the airway, it's going to work that way and kind of cool off, too.
Yeah, conversely, if you're outside in the cold and, like, the metal gets cold before you light it, that's kind of weird.
Well, the thing I'd worry about is how, because we're talking about this durability thing, metal expands and contrasts based on temperature.
Of course.
That's going to, like, mess up with... Because it's usually a briar bowl, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that going to, like, completely mess your briar bowl up and, like, crack it if the metal starts to contrast or expand or whatever?
Yeah. It's one of, like, one of the reasons that we pick the woods that we do to make pipes is because they don't really change a lot with temperature, volume-wise.
Yeah.
So the fact that you have metal, which is extremely vulnerable to that phenomenon, seems kind of odd.
Perhaps there's a reason they no longer make them.
I thought they still made them. Like, they seem like... I see them all the time, I feel.
I see them all the time.
Yeah, but I thought they were all old ones. I thought they were, like, the pipes where they just kind of don't die.
I guess that's possible. I just always assume that they're still making them, but I have nothing to justify that assumption.
Well, if you go to Pipes and Cigars, under New Pipes, they have Falcon Pipes listed.
Oh, shit.
Suge makes a metal tankard pipe. I just, Pipes and Cigars, I typed in metal.
What exactly is the point? Clean, cool, and dry. The clean, cool original. So apparently those are the selling points.
Cool seems contradictory. Maybe it's, I don't know.
But I think, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I feel like cool and dry are just the keywords that you use for any pipe tobacco product.
Yeah.
To try and sell it.
Cool, I will.
I mean, and they're straight stemmed as opposed to bent. So, I mean, I guess you can kind of, if you adhere to that camp or not, I guess.
You can find straight briars.
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually be interested to see how, like, the metal shank would compare to a briar one in terms of smoking.
Genoa-style bowl.
What I wonder is if it's like having a stinger, you know, a little metal twirly bit.
I mean, they also seem to be pretty inexpensive. Like, these are like $50.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not.
I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not expensive. I mean, it's on the middle low end.
Yeah, but I mean, the amount of corn cobs that you can get for that price, I don't know.
True.
And I mean, and if you're lucky enough, you can pick up a decent estate pipe for not that much more.
The bits are acrylic.
Ooh, somebody makes a bent one. Who makes this? It's at the pipe shop in Scotland. Oh, Falcon Bent Pipe. How about that?
Huh.
So they are still made.
Yeah.
So apparently.
If you smoke a metal pipe, you need to, like, comment on the thread for this. And
here's the funny thing. It's marketed as a multi-purpose pipe.
What the fuck is the other purpose?
You can change the bowl, I guess.
Or you can smoke multiple things in it.
Well, you can do that with our briar, too. We just don't use that selling point.
Yeah, I guess technically every pipe's multi-purpose if you don't care.
Yeah. Hi, Pooch.
Yeah. She's going deaf, so she just randomly barks.
Yeah, our dog does that too, and I swear she can hear stuff in Dallas. It's just horrible. So, I'm looking at the premierpipes.com, which is like the first link that shows up in Google when you type in Falcon Pipes.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole spiel about why they're designed the way that they're designed.
I'm sure that they do.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny, actually.
One thing I found out about every type of pipe is that there's always going to be someone advocating for why it's the best kind of pipe.
Well, this is actually kind of interesting. You mentioned earlier that it has that, you know, metal tube deal that runs through it that looks like it's got, like, the indentations on it.
Uh-huh.
They're like, first, of course, it's the engineering in which does deliver the promised cool and dry smoke. This has been improved in the last decade with the addition of dry rings, which fit snugly into the stem's sink to absorb even more moisture and goo than original Falcons. So I wonder if that's kind of what they're getting at.
Maybe I also think, when I think about the heat dissipation thing, they might be going just for more surface area, just so that, you know, there's more places to radiate off the heat.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the fact that there's, like, actually something in there that's filtering.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
This one's interesting to me. They're like, the fourth reason is variety. With 8 bowl styles, 6 bowl finishes, 7 stem styles, and 3 stem colors to choose from, the basic Falcon system offers more than 1,000 combinations that a smoker can assemble to meet his particular smoking needs.
Quick, I need a lighter finish. Good thing I have my trusty Falcon pipe and bowl extension.
But, I mean, it makes sense if you do, you know, belong to that whole camp of, I like a narrower, you know, bowl for this type of tobacco and whatnot. And their fifth one's actually really amusing. They're like, an entire pipe is not needed to be purchased to expand a Falcon pipe collection to the proverbial 7-day set. Because you can have as many bowls as you want.
Yeah.
I don't know. Other than that, they don't really say anything.
The customization's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you're a metal pipe smoker out there, tell us why you chose metal pipe, because we're curious. We're not trying to be elitist about briar. Like, we're open to new things, obviously. But
yeah, I mean,
experience with it. So yeah. We want to hear from you.
If it's honestly a cool dry smoke, first of all, that would be awesome. And if it's actually, like, somewhat durable, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting one for camping.
Yeah, the durability is an interesting prospect as well.
Yeah.
Let's see what's next. Oh, review. Sorry.
Oh.
Anyone else, anything else about pipes before we move on?
I don't think so.
Weird pipes. I mean, obviously this whole thing is about pipes, but...
Don't buy from Etsy. No.
I really want to, like... I want to meet that guy who just makes pipes with those sticks he finds in his backyard.
Just, yeah,
I think that's Cheese Curls now.
That guy is just a character. It's he literally just like goes, yeah, it's a pipe, and sticks up together. Anyway.
Well, if Polonium 9 finds a nice rock, he should turn it into a pipe. That'd be pretty funny.
Jeez. Alright, review.
Tobacco review. Tobacco review of the week. So it's a little late. It should have gone out last week. Because we're now doing Peter Stokeby's Luxury Navy Flake for the giveaways. As of right now, we are on the final day of the contest for the random giveaway, the random drawing, random sampling, whatever I called it this week. So we'll have that out later tomorrow sometime. Mm-hmm. I don't have it now.
Is that like the day after the podcast is going live or the day after we're recording it?
Day after recording it. So when you're listening to this, we'll know who it is. Yeah. And then last week, the person who won the anagram thing, which I kind of dropped the ball on, like I had a couple of mod like messages that I planned for the week, but it was just so hellacious that I couldn't get them out, and so I ended up dropping something at the last week, and the last day, and Hex pulled through though, and it was may your pipes be forever held mouth level.
Love it.
And,
wow.
It was quite a few letters. It was too many letters. I thought it'd be too easy and someone would get it. Like, since I figured, like, may your pipes be forever, like, would come, like, naturally after seeing all the letters. But there's just too many damn letters there. So, we're going to keep reworking it. You know, it's kind of hit or miss sometimes. But, you guys had fun, guessing at it. So, Hex won that. Unfortunately, the tobacco hasn't gone out. It's going to go out Monday. And back onto the tobacco review. So Peter Stokeby's Luxury Navy Flake. So a few people have told me to, you know, check this blend out because it's, they said it's a solid Virginia that can be had at a very reasonable price. And I'd have to agree with that description of it. I'm smoking some of it right now out of my calabash. And it's a really smooth smoking blend. Like, I rubbed it out. I tried folding it and packing it, and it stayed lit pretty well, but I just prefer it rubbed out. The taste is like a pretty typical, like, common, you know, well-made Virginia. Like, it's got like the hay notes, you know, a little grassy. It's not like a darker one. It's like on the brighter side of Virginia's go. And, the kind of like the nose scent that you get from it is almost like a little, like, just a touch of like rum in there. It kind of tastes like. I really like this blend. It smokes well. And I don't know. There's not too much to say about it. It's just a solid choice to have in your collection. You know, at a reasonable price.
I'm looking up the tobacco reviews thing, and it claims that there is a bit of a perique in there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Really?
Yeah. It says it's vapeur.
They say it's a vapor?
Yeah.
No shit.
Very flue curd Virginia spiked with Louisiana Perique.
Which is, I wonder how much that's actually lightening up the Virginia though.
Yeah, that may be giving it like that the lighter, like smoother taste, but I'm really not getting like a vapor kind of a taste from it.
Sometimes when I have light Virginias that are cured, it's hard for me to tell the difference between that and Perique. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you have that cured flavor to it, that's easy to confuse with Perique in my... Like, if that's all that's in it,
yeah.
I mean, those heat notes can sometimes... You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying you know what I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I think that might be why. But, so I would say then that it's not overwhelmingly spicy because of the Perique.
No, it's not spicy at all. So yeah, I've been smoking some pretty heavy, like, Perique blends lately.
Maybe you've just, like, become desensitized.
Perhaps.
I saw someone smoke Perique, like, a blend of Perique, and it was the first time the other day. It was hilarious.
I smoked straight Perique.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Well, actually, I will do that eventually.
You should try it. You should try it.
Once I get all my blending components, I'm going to have to do that anyway. But yeah, all right. I enjoy, like, good, just simple Virginia sometimes, especially since we get caught up in, like, these super expensive, like, full Virginia flakes, like, old, you know, rare grail thing.
Yeah. I'm the same way, too, and I mean, and if you can, like, mix it with a burley, it's, to me, that's, like, my ideal blend, personally.
Yeah.
I've had, oh, crud, what's it called? It's Solani? It's a burley flake?
Oh, Solani, like, aged flake? Burley flake?
Yeah.
That stuff's delicious, dude.
Yeah, I had that for the first time the other day, and just smelling the tin, I thought it was just, like, a grassy Virginia, and then, oh, it's so good.
Oh, here's the best part, though. You get that, and you get some Solani Silver Flake, and you do, like, a mix of the two. Oh, my God, it's amazing. What's
Solani Silver Flake?
I'll have to look it up real quick.
Because I'd never heard of it. A friend of mine came in back to for, like, homecoming and was like, hey, have you tried this? And I was like, no.
It calls it a Kentucky Virginia.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Yeah, it says an incredible blend of premium dark red and sweet Virginias from the border belt, light yellow Virginias from South Carolina, and dark fired spicy Kentucky. Slow burning, and because no flavoring has been added, this blend tastes like a real tobacco.
Yeah, I like those, like, red Kentucky style. Like,
yeah,
those are good.
So, like, you mix that, and then, like, a 50-50 mixture of that and aged burley flake, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
That does sound good. I really want a pipe right now.
Speaking of burley blends, I want to talk about Haunted Bookshop.
Oh, well, I have a story about Haunted Bookshop. Are you a pro Haunted Bookshop person?
Yeah, so I'm bringing it up because I know Dr. Science is not a fan.
I must have gotten a 10 because I've heard a couple people say good things about it. Must have just been a terrible 10.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I'm digging the Haunted Bookshop.
Yeah.
So tell us about your bad experience. What did it taste like to you?
So one of my friends was, here's the thing too, is he was hyping it up for me for like a week. He's like, okay, I got this Cornell and Deal blend, Haunted Bookshop, you gotta try it. And he's been doing this for like 4 or 5 weeks. So then eventually I go over to his apartment and he's like, yeah, okay, here, you should try this. So he like packs my pipe for me. And so I like light it up and like I'm smiling and he's watching me smoke it. Smile just slowly turns to a frown and I'm like, What am I smoking? It was just like this. It tasted like it had already been charred, and it was just like like I imagine if you burned paper, that's what it would taste like.
Great.
Which then led to all sorts of things about, oh, that's a bookshop. You know, that's what it.
Oh. Now, did you finish it or was that it?
I smoked it for about 10 minutes and then I couldn't take it and I dumped it out. Like it wasn't overly harsh. It was just bad.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that he packed the pipe for you. I mean, I'm not an advocate of that, but
yeah, I mean, he knows, like, he packed it correctly. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's, I mean, like, he knows what he's doing.
Ah.
He didn't, like, literally put paper in there, did he, though?
He's a purveyor of pipe tobacco.
Ah.
Not like an actual, but, like, he's one of us. So, I mean, like, you're
good. Okay.
But they might have just gotten a bad tin, which, you know, sometimes happens. You just get tins.
I like this new tin of Nightcap that I just opened. It's horrible.
Really?
Oh my god! It has no flavor. It doesn't want to burn. It's not too dry and it's not too moist. It's like right where you want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm not picking up any of the Nightcap stuff at all.
You know what's weird is I got a tin of Nightcap, and I smoked like the first bowl like right out of the tin, and then I threw it in a mason jar, and I had it like a couple nights ago, it was like a week ago. Yeah. So I just didn't get any flavor from it.
Yeah.
It was weird. I'm not sure if it was the pipe or what, but
normally I experience that when they're like, I feel a little bit biased, because I feel like the metal tins somehow keep the flavor better than the, like, plastic top tins, because most of the, like, bad tin experiences I've had have been plastic top. But then now that I think about it, the first time I had Aaron Moore, it was kind of a bad, like a flavorless version.
Yeah.
And I actually suspect, I'm still not a huge fan of Eileen's Dream for being too light, but I tried it out from the Altus tin first, and it was like even more flavorless. So it's kind of scary how often like the tin can just be a bad batch.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess you have to look at, like, what temperature it's been stored at and all that kind of crap, too, but...
Like, it kind of makes me a little worried that someone, like Dunhill Nightcap can, like, have a... Like, you can get a bad 10.
Yeah.
Well, Dunhill Nightcap isn't actually made by Dunhill.
Right. Well, this it's made by, Isn't it made by Peter Stoke? Not Stokeby.
No, it's,
Who blends it right now?
Shit. I think Orlick, right?
One. I think
Orlick. Yeah. Because it used to be Murray. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, even so, I mean, like, that's a big brand. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. But then I guess it's very much like any tea or beer or anything like that, you know, the very year to year, and it varies from batch to batch.
Well, I guess since we're talking about kind of botched tobacco experiences, I guess, I got some J.M. Boswell's, like, Dunhill 965 clone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was old or what, but that was, like, probably the worst tobacco that I've ever tried in my life.
Hmm. I wonder if it's just because it's a clone. So
maybe, but, like, wow. Wow.
Tried any of the, like, imitation blend things.
Yeah, I was just, I got it in a trade, and I was like, I'll try it. I mean,
yeah. But
I didn't, I wasn't a fan, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, I've never tried those, and I feel like it'd be very disappointing, especially if you've had the real blend, because there's no way it's ever going to be quite the same.
Yeah. Well, like, we were talking about it on Skype and Pipe the other night. I'm a huge 965 fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's probably something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just not... It wasn't even close. I mean, it just didn't... It wasn't right.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, okay.
I guess just stick to the original.
Yep.
Yeah. Stock up. When you find a good, like, batch, stock up, I guess.
Oh, I did.
Well, now 965's in bulk, isn't it?
Yep.
I've had a bulk 965. I enjoyed it.
I'd be actually interested to see how it compares to the tinned version.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never had anything in bulk that's also in tin. Like, I mean, one or the other.
Huh. And I'm just like, it's like 5-something an ounce, I think, from Pipes and Cigars for 965 bulk.
Yeah, it depends on how many ounces
you
get.
Yeah. But that's like, if you just got one, I think that's what it was. Or the cheaper one, I don't remember. So I was like, I compare that to the cost of a tin, and I'm like, maybe.
I think it's a pretty good deal.
So, all right, the time has kind of come for us to consider getting a new third host for TWIP. So if you guys remember, we started out as Probably Interesting, Dr. Science, and myself. And Probably Interesting is gone for longer than we originally anticipated. We originally anticipated only, what, a couple weeks or maybe, you know, a month or so at max. And it's been prolonged. So we need to now discuss getting a new host. That way it kind of, like, the show has, like, the same flow or feel, like, every time, because, like, a lot of times we'll get on multiple guests, and so that kind of, you know, changes, like, the dynamics a lot. So we're looking for something to, like, kind of, like, solidify the show a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're discussing, like, how are we going to pick, like, the host? Because, you know, we've had so many great guys and girls on the show, and it's like, you know, how do we pick one? You know, is it even right for us, like, you know, to just go and pick one, or, you know, do we do interviews, auditions? Like, so I think what we're kind of talking about doing is letting the community kind of, like, say, like, you know, who they want on, and it'll kind of be like, at the end of the day, I guess we'll have the final word. We may just randomly select someone if it's like, you know, if it's a few guys that are all solid choices, like, maybe we'll just, you know, figure out a way to, I don't know. I'm not sure how the final decision.
You guys have input? It's either people volunteer or, like, they're nominated. And if they're nominated by us, then you're forced to be at least in the first thing. Obviously, if you don't want to do it, you can turn down. But you're forced to at least be considered. And then, like, the community kind of votes, and we narrow it down to, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 5 people or something like that. And then Rinholder and I kind of, like, have a really long conference talk and if necessary, like, you know, have trial runs or something. Or something, yeah. I don't know. But then, and then we somehow come to a decision. That's just kind of the way I was thinking about it, which, you know, if someone has a better suggestion, that'd be good. But I don't want to leave it solely up to the community or solely up to us. I kind of want to have a hybrid.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Woods?
Yeah.
Well, I know there were a lot of people that really liked the fact that we had different guests all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand, you know, with scheduling and everything, that that's rather difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if maybe we should, like, I think putting feelers out, you know, on the subreddit is a good idea to see kind of who would be interested on a more consistent basis. But maybe doing that and having, like, a pool of people that you can pick from every week, and then, like, mm-hmm. ahead of time, maybe try and, like, get in touch with all of those and see kind of who's available, and maybe, like, mm-hmm. picking one of them based kind of on what you guys are wanting to talk about. I mean, I know that's extra work or something, but it's an mm-hmm. idea.
Just to clarify, too, we're teaching the rotating guests thing.
We'll still have guests on. Yeah, like every week.
There's like four or five episodes. We had four people on every week, and the fourth person was rotating. So we still want to do that.
Yeah.
So we're not thinking about ditching that by any means.
Yeah. I mean, I can see having like one other stable person. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I think
like putting a post out there and being like, who would be interested on. You know, in doing it, like, every week or whatever.
Yeah, there's a time commitment issue, which I know not, you know, Rinholder and I have been swamped lately anyway, so, you know, we understand that not everyone can do it every week.
Yeah, and the other benefit of having another, like, solid host is that if one of us can't make it on for that week, then you still have the two hosts, you know, that you can fall back on.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think you should seriously consider looking into people that are been fairly consistently active in the community. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a good view of who's probably going to be the most consistent. But then at the same time, I mean, that's not really fair to the people that have just recently joined that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, I kind of already have some names in mind. Like, Renholm and I threw out some names kind of that we thought would be good, but we're been set on that. And, like, if someone new, like, just really manages to, like, garnish a bunch of community support and, like, you know, we talked to them, they're just, like, really amazing. Like, we're not going to disqualify just because you're new. Though,
yeah, I mean, I have a... There's a bias that I could think of, I mean...
What was that, Woody?
No.
I was like, there's just a bunch of people that are kind of regular that kind of come to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, a lot of the past Piper of the Fortnite people would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who we're thinking of. Those, like, basically our main pool that, like, we have now, which is all solid choices... Are you know, Piper of the Fortnites who have come on and you know,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Hosts that we've had on that are, you know, which they tend to be Piper of the Fortnites. I think I might tomorrow, you know, Piper Universe or not tomorrow, today the podcast comes out, Piper Universe comes out, I might put out a feeler thing to try and you know, get some names, some people, see who would be willing to do it.
Yeah.
So go from there.
I would just make sure to stress that you kinda want it to be a fairly consistent deal. So
I mean, yeah, that's kind of signing up for a sort of job, not really. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think for the most part, people are going to be like, they understand how much it takes, so I don't think you're going to get a lot of people that are going to throw their name in and then be like, oh, I can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think either way, you guys will be good. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So, trivia will be this week's giveaway, correct, Rinholder?
Yes. This week we'll be doing trivia. It's going to be set up a little bit different. Last time I had three, like, rounds where we got the finalists, and then we went to IRC, and we had the final showdown. I don't have the time this week to do that.
No.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to post the times tomorrow, today, we are going to just meet on IRC, and everyone who wants to compete – we'll just message on IRC, like, I want to compete. I'll write down all the names. Then we'll start it, and everyone who's there, we'll go through it. And then whoever has the most points by the end of the question rounds wins it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's way different, just because.
Yeah. And then if we get to the end and we have, like, say, a tie, then I'm just going to have, like, a lightning round question. Mm-hmm. And then it'll just be between the two of them.
Yeah. So. We'll write out some hard questions this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of some meat questions. On December 5th, 2011, what tobacco did Rinholder review? No looking. Go.
Dax is going to cheat because he types too fast. No, I'm kidding.
Dax was a
rookie. I didn't say he cheated because he types too fast. I didn't say that.
Explain things three ways bullshit.
Yeah, we were all bullcrapping about that on Skype. That was pretty funny.
I mean, I said that he was a great sportsman. I mean, like, he split his prize, his loot between three people. So, I mean, I was saying that he great sportsmanship and everything. But I was just kind of, like, joking with him that the typing. But
I just thought I'd throw that in there because why not? Go ahead.
Yeah. And Jax, you are more than welcome to compete again.
Who?
Yeah, you can win. If you won in last cycle, you won Larry's Blend. You can win again this time. There's no limit on that.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Yep. All right, so then we need a challenge. So I kind of dropped the ball on last week's challenge. We didn't really post it, I don't think.
No, it didn't get posted.
But there's an interesting post that caught my eye. So we can either repeat last week's challenge, which I think was like, what's your most treasured pipe memory? Or we can try this one, which someone posted 3 days ago, what is your dream pipe? And it didn't really get, actually it did get a lot of responses. Now I'm looking at it.
So then let's do the previous one.
All right. So story about that is what was the story behind that? I don't even remember. But the topic is what is your most treasured pipe memory, and that can be pretty much anything. So sentimental, not so sentimental, just whatever you want to share with us.
Awesome.
Oh, I remember what it was now. Yeah, it was my first pipe after, like, having, like, my first week of school. I was, like, stressed the hell out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic, a pipe.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, the highlight of my week. It was great. Which is kind of sad when the highlight of my week is...
is a pipe.
Nicotine. But, whatever.
I mean, it's not necessarily nicotine. I mean, it's just kind of, like, relaxing and...
Yeah, I think that's
Yeah.
The smell and the...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the whole process is just calming. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you sit down or you go outside or whatever you do, and then you pack it. You pick out your tobacco. You pick your pipe. It's great.
I was talking to one of my friends while I was working and piping the other night, and she was like, "I was like, yeah, there are drunk freshman girls somewhere on campus screaming very loudly. They're ruining my pipe moment." A university-wide thing. It's like Sam piping. Everyone shut up.
Great.
What was funny? It was, I was talking to one of my friends. She's a female. And I don't know how that matters, but I guess it matters. It matters because Dr. Science had the same problem with some of his girlfriends, was that I was describing what I do, like, through the podcast and the mob. Like, a lot of people know my, a lot of people know a lot of information about me. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really strike me as weird because, I mean, I don't post weird shit to Reddit. Like, I'm pretty consistent. Like, it's just, like, pipe tobacco. And, like, so, I mean, I don't feel like anybody, has any, personal information that, I'm not ready to, let out to the world. And she's like, well, isn't it weird that everyone has all your information and they can, stalk you and stuff? And I was like, what the fuck are they going to do to stalk me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I was like, I know all your information. How do you know I'm not stalking you?
Yeah. It was just weird. Yeah, they're like, what if they have your address? And, then what are they going to do?
Address
is public knowledge. Is that, if you really wanted to know my address... You can figure out my address,
There's ways that can be done.
It's not that hard, so I don't know.
And then the other thing I mentioned to her was, I was like, well, it's kind of like the Cold War. Like, I have a huge number of people's personal information.
Yeah,
stocked away into my little bombing bank.
Right, give the bombing thing.
Mutual annihilation or whatever.
They gave you all nuclear keys.
Yeah. Crap. I didn't get those.
Yeah, I remember you actually, early on in this, a month ago, you, asked me for my current address since I was back at school, and I was like, I just gave it to you, and then, 5 minutes later, I was like, what do you want my address for? Moreover, why did I not ask any questions before?
That's the thing that always worries me. They're like, what's your address? I'm like, don't send me anything. No. Because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They, save the little clippings and put it in some book, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to send that person pipe stuff.
30 years from now, you get pipe with...
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what? I mean, that happened to me the other day. I got a
pipe of anthrax
mail from someone, and I was like, I don't know who this is. I'm like, I just got random piped back on the mail.
Huh.
Oops.
Yeah. Apparently, one person that I think is Cocaine Rap Cat. I sent him seeds, and his parents got the letter before he did. And I mean, it was a suspicious letter. Like, I don't think it had his like name on it, and so it just had in his address, like, you know, from someone who like didn't put their name on it either. And it didn't have a, like, it was just like this bag with like another smaller little weird bag with a lot of beads inside of it. Really? And so apparently they thought it was like anthrax or something.
Yeah, that's Fusro Da. Story runs where his like wife thought that someone sent him, I don't even remember what it was, but like Muslims sent him bombs.
Yeah, like Afghanistan weeders.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. We should probably wrap up.
Yeah.
So do we have any announcements? I don't really think so.
No announcements.
Alright.
Oh, trades, yes. October trade.
Oh, yeah. There will also be, new mentor. People keep asking me. We're gonna do a new pipe mentor, pipe, protege thing. Cause that seemed to work out well. People really seem to enjoy that. So we're gonna do another sign up for that, cause people keep asking me if they can sign up for the one that already happened, which, no, you cannot. But there'll be one for October.
Someone please outdo Tom Truck. No.
Please what?
It's not possible.
I said, someone outdo Tom Chuck.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah, I know.
You outdo Tom Chuck, I'll give you special flair.
Yeah. You actually
should. I'm gonna sign up as a new piper to get paired with Tom Chuck.
Using your name, just be like, yeah, I'm Renholder. I don't know what's going on. I've been thinking the whole time. What's a pipe?
I'm just gonna post that. What is this pipe tobacco?
I've never heard of it. Make a fake account. Anyway.
I've never heard of Prince Albert before.
Yeah, we're going to have this. Yeah, as mob, we can take advantage of the system because we can, you know, I'm the one who makes the trades. So.
Yeah, people are going to, like, request Tom Chuck. They'll be like, could I get posted with Tom Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going to start, like, rolling dice or something to decide who gets what.
I got a George Washington here that,
that might influence how my dice roll.
Yeah, you can buy like a whole like 18th of an ounce of tobacco with it. It'd be great.
Yeah, that's one pipe pull.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again to Woodsman for joining us, especially on such late notice.
Oh, anytime.
And please forgive us for, you know, having really bad schedules. We're gonna try and be consistent as possible, but you know, some weeks are gonna be worse than others. So.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, on Skype, we're a little bummed, but we're completely understanding, and I think that pretty much speaks for everyone, so.
I feel like that's the attitude of this community, so.
Yeah. Totally understand that you guys have stuff like that going on.
Yeah.
So
thanks again, and if you're on iTunes, please continue to rate us. We have, like, a perfect rating from 11 different people.
Woohoo!
Nice!
That's pretty cool.
I just thought of this, because we were talking about, like, announcements a little bit.
Yeah.
The Steam group.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, because with the way that the podcast schedule has been, I don't know that we've mentioned that recently.
I have not
mentioned it.
Yeah, so Jax has created a Steam group on Steam, obviously. So for those of you that use Steam as your kind of gaming community client or whatever, please go and search for the R Pipe Tobacco Steam group. If you actually do a search for that on Reddit, you'll find the actual post for it, and it's got a link in there,
yeah.
But just go to Steam.
It's in the sidebar.
You have to say we should sidebar that.
It is sidebar.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's under members. Yeah, under members. Okay. There you go.
There you are. Yeah, definitely check that out. That's really cool. I'm glad that you guys set that up.
Yeah, there's a couple of us in there. Me, Jax, I think Polonium's in there, I think Tom Truck's in there. Yeah. So yeah, there's a bunch of us. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, yeah, that's all I got.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, I don't got anything better. So.
So, until next week, I'm Dr. Science.
I am Woodsman's Briar.
And I am Renholder.
May your pipes be forever held at mouth level.
Mouth level.
Wink. okay. Our mailman just doesn't like us anyways.
And he's a cop. That was why, yeah, that's why, fine.
Great.
Your mailman doesn't like you?
Yeah, he doesn't like us. We're renting the house that we're at from a friend of the fiance's. Charlie, be quiet, please, dog. Thank you. Please? Okay. And, like, so the day... Charlie!
Dog.
Waited, right, for you to...
Yeah, she's just not going to shut up, so sorry about that.
That's all right. That's right.
Shush! Come
she wants to be on the podcast. She might... Charlie might be a new host.
Smoke a pipe. What would we get you? Do you want a Dracula pipe? No? And she's just staring at me like, there's voices coming from your computer, man.